first we who is together again.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Delayed speaking because we have been listening to you talk. I can confirm for you, my dear friends, that the child spoken about is indeed one of our helpers.
Oh, that's on nice. Earth. Mm-hmm. That's lovely.
Good.
So it is always good for you all to discuss these things. Because with the knowledge that you already have, it begins to make more sense for you. Mm-hmm. I have come at this time, as I have said, to let you all speak. I hope that you have remembered well, those of you who were here when we were discussing healing and healing oneself. Do you remember?
Yes.
It will be most interesting for us to listen to each one of you. And I want you, my dear friends, to be very truthful and to speak about those deep inner feelings and knowledge. Before we commence that, do you have any questions for me?
I was reading a book a while ago now, where the author was saying that our higher self is in fact our guardian angel. But I might be wrong, but I didn't think that was the case. I thought that the guardian angel was an angelic being quite separate from our higher self. I was wondering if you could confirm that, please.
Yes, there is some confusion about this. Your higher self is indeed the quiet voice within.
Yes.
Your guardian angel is an angelic being who has always been with you throughout all of your lives.
Yes.
So, I say to you, there is a separateness and a wholeness about this.
Yes.
You cannot separate the two, but in a general terms, the higher self is just that inner voice.
Yes, that's what I thought you were going to say. I thought there was some confusion by the author over that.
Yes,
because I know that not everything we read is the truth, but people do write down their own truth. And,
truth comes from within the person who is speaking or writing, and they can only discuss what they know.
Yes.
It does not mean that it is untrue, only different.
Yes. Thank you.
I do like it when you whisper.
Can you say what you felt, Paul?
I could start if you like. I did start to make a few little notes, but one thing I thought about the sort of disease, if you like, disease. I've got quite bad circulation, I think, and cold feet and things, and I gave it some thought about why that was sort of manifesting, and I felt possibly that could connect with in the past, but also today. I think I don't circulate too much with people, and circulating. I tend to have, I find sort of groups of people and I don't perhaps circulate as much as I could. I don't communicate quite with, like some people just naturally go to lots of different people. I tend to be a little bit not circulating. So I just wondered if there was a connection with my poor circulation and my slight lack of circulation with different people, and I also have we talked a bit about food allergies and I have certain ones, I think, certain allergies that sort of block me up and block up my nose, and I feel sort of irritated and blocked, and I felt that was kind of connecting as well, in feeling communication-wise being a bit blocked up, and not with certain people I know well, but with people I don't know so well, the communication not isn't perhaps there. There was a. And I wondered, just sometimes I feel a slight sort of, almost an ache in my heart area, sort of just occasionally, and I wondered if that was like a regret or something, literally like a heartache at not having the communication or the circulation with. I'd love to be at one, if you like, and in great harmony with the whole world, as with everything, animals and all people. But my human part of me isn't quite there yet. I have good love connections with certain people close to me, but. The love connections isn't there with strangers or even some neighbours and people, and so I've got that to work on. I need to love everyone and everything.
But in finding this, you have already begun to free yourself. The circulation is the life force within you, which is pushing you forward at all times. And when you speak of blockages, that is when the problems occur. Mm. But you have done well, my dear friend, to have reached those conclusions.
Thank you.
I do hope that you take it forward and work upon yourself, mm-hmm. in as much as you gain more knowledge of how you react to this disease.
So would you say then it is partly a case of embracing all things and all people, loving everyone.
The circulation, when it flows freely, creates good health, of course. That is the spiritual aspect of the human condition. You understand? Not quite.
Not quite. So the my poor circulation, how does that relate to the thought process?
You would have to free your mind. You have to trust completely that you can allow your circulation to flow freely throughout the human body.
Right. So yeah, that sounds simple. I
told you last time, I believe it is not simple. As human beings, you find it almost too easy to block yourselves from what keeps you in good health. But in recognizing the problems, you have taken the first step forward.
Right.
So I will say to you, well done.
Okay, thank you.
You must use your mind to clear the dis-ease.
Right, so I will work on that circulation and
you cannot expect, my dear friends, to pray, as you say, to those of us in spirit and to expect a miracle without some input from you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You are in charge, shall we say, of the human body. After all, it does house your spirit, and it is your responsibility to treat it in the very best way that you can.
So would you say the biggest problem is with the human beings, it is their thoughts?
Of course, it is the thoughts. Even if you accept that or not, if you have perfect thinking, you will have the perfect body. Until such time, you need to return home, and then your journey will be peaceful and quiet, without illness and all the many conditions that afflict this world. Who else will speak?
I wasn't here actually when you asked that question, or us. I did sort of know about it, but I'm afraid I hadn't worked on it. But just listening to Paul, it's quite extraordinary listening to him, because all the symptoms that Paul has, exactly the same that I get. And I'm actually quite happy with my own company. I do probably mix a bit more than Paul does, I don't know, just with my activities that I do. But certainly I'm quite happy being by myself. And so it was quite extraordinary. Everything he said was exactly the same as I get as well. So,
but
yeah.
Sometimes you hold back on the emotional stuff in life. You speak many words, but sometimes you hold back. And when we speak of circulation, it is ever free flowing. It should never be interrupted if you are to remain healthy.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes. So I too have to work on that.
All of you, everyone within this room. That is why last time I said to you about teaching your young children. teach them from a young age, help them to speak about inner feelings,
mm-hmm.
not just the everyday trivial matters,
mm-hmm.
but deeper, deeper searching
mm-hmm.
of how they feel.
But the other thing that has been very much, I don't know if this is quite relevant, but I've been thinking a lot about it. I bought this house that I began to feel that maybe I've made a mistake. And then I thought to myself, no, I haven't made a mistake. What this house has given me has made me search within myself. And my thinking has become actually quite different since I've been in there, because it's made me change, it's made me think differently. So I think actually it has been the right move. Maybe it perhaps isn't quite the right place, but the actual move has made me change and think in a more positive way about a lot of things. So
of course not all, as you term, mistakes are bad,
mm.
because as you have said, you have grown a little strength from these experiences.
Mm.
It is the recognition of what you do that is important.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes, I do, yes.
But you must all work on your thinking.
Mm. Thank you.
You are in no hurry to speak with me.
About 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I noticed that my knees were beginning to give me a bit of a jip on staircases and when I was cycling. And when I went skiing up at the dry slope, I found it was affecting my ability to ski. And I remembered your words about thinking and all of that. And so I tried to analyse my thinking and trying to identify where my strongest thoughts were, perhaps negative thoughts. And it had been, in fact, all that was going on in the Middle East and all the outrages that were going on at the time. I was allowing my thinking to become very negative. And I think that was manifesting, that sort of critical thinking was actually manifesting in my knees. And I thought, and I remembered your words, I started trying to work on myself and trying to transmute those negative thoughts. And then, as you've said, you should obviously pray for the victims, but perhaps you should equally, if not more importantly, pray for the victims of these, of the perpetrators of the outrages, because they are struggling and in their own way they're doing the best they can, and in their own way they perhaps believe that they are creating an ideal world in their parameters of whatever. So when I started catching myself getting negative, and I'm not perfect now, but every time I try to remember, if I ever allow my thinking to go negative, I've tried to stop that, and my knees have, over the last year, almost completely recovered. And I just wonder if there was a parallel there.
Yes. Again, it is a sense of moving forward.
Yes.
Legs, knees, ankles, feet.
Yes.
Mm. All of those are indications of movement.
Mm.
So when you have a negative thoughts, the disease or disease of the body shows itself in the way that it recognizes.
Mm.
Mm.
So of course when you free the mind to let go of these negative thoughts,
yes,
then that is when healing suddenly becomes possible.
Yes.
When the mind is in the right place.
Yes.
Mm.
So I say to you, my dear friend, continue in this way.
Yes.
And you must be always your own successful physician.
Yes. I think there was a wonderful book which was called The Healing of... I can't remember how it's worded now. The Healing Effects of Illness, or words like those.
Yes.
Which I thought was rather splendid in a way, because your illnesses do show where your problems are.
Yes. It is whether you deal with the problems or you allow them to become stronger.
Yes.
And that is what happens in your world, where illness takes over, becomes stronger because the negativity has not been properly dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You feed your bodies, you feed your cars. Why is it that you do not feed your mind?
Yes.
So it should be a natural occurrence for you.
Yes.
Mm. But it is not in this human world.
I think it was wonderful when you said that when you feel negatively towards a region of the world, you are actually adding to the negativity
yes.
in that world. Mm-hmm. And that was a big motivation for me to stop doing it as well.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You must know love. You must have compassion.
Yes.
But you must also know yourselves.
Yes.
But then can I just ask about George, who developed cancer?
Yes.
And I would think of anyone in the group, George was advanced and evolved in his spiritualism, and yet he still...
But you do not know that, my dear friend.
Okay. No, that's a judgment.
You are passing a judgment. You are living one lifetime now. You do not see the full picture of your own spirituality until you return home.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will understand. There are many people who have lived lives which you would term probably cruel, which I term a little misguided. But because you have lived one good lifetime, and who is to know what is within another's heart and mind?
Mm.
You cannot. So, but I understand why you say these things.
Mm.
In this time he was a good man. But he also went through times when there were negative thinking.
In his lifetime?
In his lifetime, yes, when he was a young man.
Yeah.
But you cannot pass judgment. You can only do what you want to do. That is why you have all been given free will, to use it as you must. And not always wisely, as you know.
Did that affect the period as a youth? Did it affect him later on? Was it stored
yes,
in his body?
Yes, you must not always feel that illness comes upon you in a flash.
No.
It is a slow eating
process.
Thank you.
And that leads on, if I may, to myself.
But I, if you do not mind, I would like the young man to finish what he wanted to say.
About George or about myself?
Yes.
About George?
Yes.
I don't think there was anything else to add. I think I was just surprised, maybe with his illness. And obviously I'd passed the judgment on him without realising.
Yes.
But his wife as well, I mean, all the time I knew her, she seemed to be a very good woman, and yet she had cancer as well.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of cancer...
Cancer, let me tell you, my dear friends, now, cancer stems from some form of regret. Whatever that regret may be, has quite a hold upon the physical being. And as I have said, it does not happen in a second. All illness grows. That is why it is important for you to know yourselves very well, to be able to change the thought patterns, as our dear gentleman has just spoken about. You have to deal with them as they occur.
And with cancer, would some of that be environmental impact as well?
Yes, there are many conditions. Once the body becomes a little less immune, then many things take place. Yes. But initially, it is a thought process which has happened.
And so
in all illnesses.
And so in the case of young babies or young children that are born with a leukemia or some form of cancer, that might be a hangover from a previous life?
That would have been their choice. If they are born into this life with a condition, it is something that comes with them, or something they need to experience for a very short time.
So we can heal our bodies in the present of wrong thinking in the past.
Yes, we
have the power to do this.
You
now.
Can transmute, as the gentleman has said. You can transmute the energy of thinking. From negative to positive. How many illnesses in your world that people become well from? How do you suppose that has happened? Does there not have to be a reason? Yes.
But then there are these epidemics too, the Ebola and all those.
There will always be diseases in your world. But if you have a strong, clear, open mind and a clearer body with immunity that is so strong that none of these viruses or whatever you call them can invade.
That is why some people contracted the Ebola and others
don't. Those are the questions you need to ask of yourselves.
I've got a bit of arthritis in my elbow, which I guess is a rigidity.
Yes, it is a form of rigidity.
Rigid thoughts.
Yes.
I read only today that pain in the elbow can often be a sign of anger from somewhere.
Yes. Yes. Anger also can show itself within the joints of the body. It is almost like in those areas, it is a clenching of the mind. Try to always compare what you feel, the body and the mind, the differences and the changes. That is what I am trying to convey to you all.
I was trying to think about it, and somebody very recently told me an exercise I can do, which that's a physical treatment, but I wonder if that actually can actually help.
Be better concentrating on your mind.
I know that too, but I was thinking in a way maybe it can be a two-pronged.
Of course, you can exercise as much as you like. But if the mind is not being worked upon as well, there will be no healing. I have told you many years ago that until the soul is touched, the body will not heal.
So if the mind isn't clear, that's when you, for example, just ordinary wear and tear of the body. If your mind was thinking, you know, was right, you wouldn't get the wear and tear on your body.
Exactly. Mm. Once you have allowed it to come into the body, then it becomes a little more difficult for you.
Mm.
We understand that in spirit.
Mm.
And we know you live in stressful times on this earth. We know there are many things that happen that make you feel angry, hurt, etc. But you have to rise above all of that
mm.
if you are to remain strong.
Mm. Mm. I was also thinking about Lillian's heart.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the same thing then.
The heart was okay.
Mm.
It was the cholesterol.
Or the cholesterol.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is partly because of food that has been eaten.
Yes.
And the fact that the mind has not worked upon that problem. Or there's been no change. Yeah. I am trying to get you to understand a fuller picture, my dear friends.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, I'm guessing that...
You're a complex being.
Mm.
Mm. Yes, we are.
Mm. Yeah. I'm guessing that because it's my right elbow and not my left elbow, that that's a significant... as I'm right-handed, I suppose it's... I do more with my right.
Yes.
So, therefore, my right's more involved in life, so that's why it would affect my right more than my left, would it?
You see, I can tell you all of these answers, but what I want, my dear friends, is for you to go inwards
mm.
and find the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You are in charge
mm.
of the physical being.
Mm.
The physical being houses your spirit, and it is entitled to a good, healthy body.
Mm.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Mm.
So this is why I say to you, why do you not feed the mind?
Mm.
Mm.
Why is it not a natural happening in your everyday lives?
Mm. Because we're human, I suppose.
But that becomes an excuse.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
I think sometimes, well, most of the time, people don't actually even realise what they're thinking.
Oh, I think they do on a deeper level.
Mm.
Quite often, if you say to people, oh, what are you thinking? Oh, I don't know.
You are talking about the physical brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we go to spirit, the mind belongs to spirit. And your spirit knows much more than you could imagine.
Mm.
But I understand what you are saying. Yes, people are so involved in everyday living that they have forgone all the beauty and the thinking that belongs to them.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
May I go now?
Yes.
May I speak now? I've always joked that I was born guilty, which sounds rather a flippant comment.
No.
But the way that I was brought into this world, I have always felt guilty in some way, and I lived my life with that guilt, and I did things and said things that I shouldn't have throughout my life, purely, I think, for myself to compensate for something. And then as a child I began to have growing pains in my legs, and always pains in my legs, and I now know for sure that was the fear stopped me moving forward, and has done up until this year. and that culmination throughout my entire 56 years was the break in my leg. I wasn't fearful at that time at all. In fact, I was so calm the day I broke my leg, I surprised myself. And then it was your words, Salimet, a couple of months ago, that I thought, I've got to stop saying, I need to put this into the hands of spirit. I need to do this. And then that night, my whole idea of mending this leg, it was just like a light bulb moment, and it's got stronger and stronger, and it's healing. I know it's healing, it's going to heal. There is no two ways about it. It might take longer than the medical people want, but it is going to heal because I am healing this leg. And something happened on that coastal path that took away a lot of the fear that I have held within myself for past misdemeanors or whatever you call it, and the way I was as a child, the way I was treated as a child.
I would say one thing at this point. Can you look at the break as being like a new beginning?
Yes, that's what I think I was. Yes, that
breakages are always about
new beginning.
New beginnings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, so there was a lot of cleansing that seemed to have taken place. I've got a long way to go. I mean, I'm nowhere perfect. I hold a lot of. I tend to take on a lot of other people's negativity, and I need to work on that.
But you have recognised it, my dear friend.
A lot of my health issues in my head, etc., are all taking on other people's negativity,
yes.
Not my own. And I, unlike Paul, when I was much younger, I strived, I craved people, I craved having people around me. Now, I love people. I absolutely love people, and I get such a buzz out of spending time with people. But I also love my own space and spending time with myself, which I never loved before.
Yes.
I love me. I think that's what I've learnt to do.
And all of you should. And when you have reached that state of knowing, then we in spirit, that is when we can step forward and really help.
Mm.
Because there are no obstacles in our way. You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
I can relate to what Jan was saying, because I think I've always been I've always had a special ability to communicate, and I can empathise easily with people and connect with them easily. But in the last few years, I've been learning also to love myself and enjoy silence more and peace, and it has become very important to me. But at the same time, I feel that I'm building up to a new role where I can connect just as easily as I always have done, but in a very purposeful way, with more purpose than I did when I was younger. So I think I'm going to bring the two things together, the ability to be silent and peaceful, and hopefully the ability to communicate and find a good role for that. That's perhaps a little bit more than I have currently, but I think it's coming. And I'm using my creative abilities to hopefully as a some sort of platform for communicating.
Good.
But yes, I have, similar to Jan, I have felt the need to be more peaceful recently,
yes.
And go within more.
That should come more naturally to all of you, only in as much as the conditions that you meet under. That when we come together, such as we have this time, that the mind will take over. I'm sure you all experience within these walls a sense of peace at times, much needed peace sometimes.
Yes.
But I am glad that you recognize that you need to go within. It will not blot out the everyday worries of life, but when you change your way of thinking, then you are on the road to good health.
And I had a sort of, in my sleep state, I felt I was being given a message. I saw myself drinking a green drink, turquoise green colour, and I had the word amaranth was given to me. Well, I know it. I've looked it up. I didn't know what it was before.
Aniseed, isn't it?
It's something that you can grow, and it has. It can be a sort of salad leaf that you can eat. But I felt I was being told that this would be beneficial, because it felt like a message. It was strongly visual, and I heard it as well, the word.
Yes. You must always pay heed to those who come close to you in sleep state.
Yeah.
That is when your connection is strong. But the strongest part of all is when you are in a meditative state, but also still alert. That is when you realize that you have connection with the mind and the mind of those in spirit. So listen closely, my dear friend, to what is being given to you.
Yeah.
Serena, do you want to say something?
I haven't really, to be honest, thought too much about it, but a health problem that I have, doesn't relate to my health, it's discomfort of heartburn. And what I can't really make out why, and I can't put it down to food, because it's not dependent on what I eat or when I eat.
Again, this is an emotional problem.
Right.
If you think of the word heart and you think of the word burn, there is a disturbance within the mind which is causing this. You will know and understand in your quiet times what that is. You may have to seek for it, but it is there for you to find. And if you do, I would say, speak to the heart, speak to the body, and if you do, you will have results.
Thank you.
I hope that is helpful to you.
Thank you.
You haven't spoken, Mum.
Yes.
You haven't spoken, Mum, have you? No, I've just been listening. I can't really think of anything that I'd like to say.
That is
just this, taking things in.
But all of you, my dear friends, I do wish that you will think differently. Think differently about being in connection. And I will use what the gentleman said earlier about your higher self. Your higher self will always listen to you in order to help you also. And I have not heard from the young lady who sits by me.
Natalie.
Do you have anything to say?
I wasn't here either, but I got the general idea. There was two instances probably in the last year, where, and I kind of thought about this a few months ago when it last happened, and I had this flare-up of tonsillitis, and at the time I was really angry at my mum, and I wanted to tell her how I felt about something, but I knew it would result in an argument that I didn't want to have, so I withheld that anger, and then I got this throat thing. And at the time I thought, that's probably that, because I haven't told her how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also within the last year I had these two, I'd never had it ever in my life, just it was debilitating, kind of trapped nerve in my back. And the first time it happened, I had no idea what it was, and just this horrible pain, and I was just couldn't move, and I was just basically in bed and I couldn't do anything. And I think that's also, I don't know why necessarily the first time it could be in relation, but the second time it happened was the day before my granddad passed away, and I think it's like a exhaustion, but also when I know people are demanding of me in some way, or various people, and I don't want to talk or see people, and it's like almost like my way of avoiding people because I physically debilitated myself.
Yes.
And then I don't have to leave. It's like an excuse, if you know what I mean. I've sown this seed, and then
yes,
I'm almost paralysed and I can't.
You have explained your condition yourself. The throat is the power of speech, the power of communication to others. What you have done wrong this time is not spoken what you truly felt. And you have to, at times, be true to your own self. It is not being unkind. It is not being angry, as you say, but it is just allowing people to know how you are feeling. If people are upset by what is said to them by another person, that fault lies with thee, within yourself. And if someone is hurt, that is their problem.
Okay.
Because they do not always understand that you are being true to yourself by speaking out. I do not say to you that you use harsh or unkind words, but always be true to what you feel.
Okay.
You understand. That is why the throat will suffer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. So yes,
you can understand that, yeah, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm. I've just described I think I've just realised why my daughter suffers with so many problems inside her mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And between us, I know I don't want to hear the real truth, and I skirt around it a bit, and that's probably why she's still holding on to this throat problem, because I'm really the only person that she can talk to.
Yes.
So I should,
however hurtful it may feel to you,
yeah,
she is being honest in wanting to speak.
Yes.
Therefore, the fault lies with you,
yes,
my
I've
dear
just realized
friend.
That.
Mm.
Yes, think yeah. about those words.
Yeah.
It is all quite complex for you, I know,
mm-hmm.
but it has given you much to think about.
Because yeah. it's not a judgment, is it, when you recognize in somebody else that in, you know, you not only have an innate knowledge about yourself, but you can start to see.
Yes.
And feel where other people's blockages
yes.
are.
Mm.
When there is an openness, then it can be dealt with fully.
Yeah.
Mm.
If there is something you dislike, and this is words I have used back many years since. If you do not like something, then look to yourself first.
Mm.
Because the problem will always lie within yourself.
Mm. As to why you don't like what you're
hearing. As to why you do not like either what you hear, see, or what someone else has done.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That leads me to the thing about what somebody else has done. When a child has been traumatized by mostly an adult, and then for the rest of their lives, they struggle with what's happened to them. Is that because they are then not letting go of what's happened, or why?
Children need to be helped only in as much as until they reach adulthood, they cannot figure this for themselves.
No, but once they get to being an adult and they're still holding on to what's
happened
to them,
they must let it go.
So once they've completely let that go, then they
their health will be on the mend, if you like.
Right. So can that take a lifetime to happen, or can it?
Yes, and sometimes people will pass to spirit, and it has never been sorted.
So they need to really work on letting go as soon as possible.
Yes.
Yes.
I think then it's that lovely word forgiveness comes into play.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love and forgiveness comes first before you can move on from
anything
like that.
Mm.
That's right. And having the recognition of what is happening and why you are feeling as you do, why your body is reacting as it does.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are important questions to ask of yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think sort of personally, I've always had quite a strong fear of loss. And I think that's led to me being quite indecisive at times, and also avoiding conflict.
Yes.
And like Natalie, I had many years of tonsillitis and ended up having them removed.
Yes.
And I think that's probably connected.
There is always a way in difficult situations for words to be kind and loving.
Mm.
Mm.
So never be afraid to say what you feel to another human being.
Mm.
Yes. Do it with love and kindness in your hearts, and you will not go wrong.
Mm.
Yes, I also had have often had a fear of conflict and dislike of it, and I used to have a lot of sore throats and bottled up, and I can even remember as a child desperately wanting to sing beautiful songs of love and, you know, nice words at the piano, but I couldn't, I didn't feel comfortable to do it. It was just my own, you know, blocking myself.
Yes.
And then later I was able to, through more experience and travelling, I was able to then open up my throat to do what it wanted to do. And even now, if I don't sing, for a long time, I feel sad because I want to express that joy and the depth of the feelings inside me. I need to do it for my health, really. It's part of my spiritual health, I think, to do these things, because without that expression, I'm only expressing a very small part of who I am, not the whole of me. And so communication is very important. Open communication with people, because quite often we can bottle things up.
Yes, which again
causes problems. Yes, it causes problems not just for you but for other people too, who need things to be talked about sometimes.
So collectively, we're able to not only heal ourselves but we're able to heal each other.
Yes, that is an important point.
Mm.
You not only bring self-esteem, love, all of these great words that we use, but you also help another. And it is like a rolling ball.
Yeah.
That continues on and on and on.
Maybe not have... I can only talk for myself, but I realise now from what you said tonight that I hold on to this fear, which yes. this is a fear, that what I'm going to hear I'm not going to like. So you block it out from somebody else yes. and you draw back into yourself thinking, well, if I'm over here, that can't hurt me. But in actual fact, to heal both of you, you've got to hear and you've got to hear it.
And when you withdraw from one person, you are showing to another a completely different person.
Yeah.
So you could also be damaging another
yeah.
in a sense because yeah. you are not free to respond.
And you're not being your authentic self actually no. by withdrawing in that way.
Yeah.
Just to protect the negativity.
That's true.
So it's being able to protect yourself from the negativity, but have the compassion.
It is an instinct within yeah. the human being. Fear, anger, all of these emotions are part of spending time on this earth plane. Yeah,
they were our fight or flight responses yes. originally. Yeah.
But there comes a time then you must go inwards.
Yeah.
Mm. You must be open to others. You must give love. That is why, as I end this talk with you, it is important for you to guide the young children of today.
Because I was just thinking, my brother used to have a lot of tonsillitis when he was quite a little boy. He was a very happy child. But he was a child, so why would he have had all that tonsillitis? Is that something he brought with him from a previous life?
Children can have negative thoughts also.
Mm.
You do not always know,
mm.
unless they feel free to speak in love and openly what they are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And children are more prone to anger. Outbreaks only because of their immaturity in this world.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I had my tonsils that were quite young. All adenoids, I can't remember which now. But it is quite common.
Yes.
So I guess in a lot of families, children can't quite express.
Or they are told to be quiet
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and not allowed to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If they are allowed to express themselves in a good and loving way, there would be no such thing as tonsillitis.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because I didn't think my brother really suffered in any way at all. He was the youngest and he had a very easy life.
But you do not
know,
that.
How
he felt within.
They don't share feelings unless they feel safe to.
Richard, my son, everybody knows Richard was part of the group. He was born with those sort of problems. From nine months old and earlier, he had huge tonsils and was deaf until he was three almost. So. Maybe Richard brought that with him, or
maybe he was mourning it because he was a twin, wasn't he?
He was a twin.
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He perhaps is.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I give thanks, my dear friends, for listening to you. I am so pleased that you listened to my words last time. And as I leave you, know that I leave you cloaked in love and upliftment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always pleased to listen to you,
Sam. Lots more food for thought.
I was just going to say. Simple.